Being gifty, my calendar can be a chaotic place. 3 birthdays and my anniversary all in the next month. That's why I use Celebrations Passport from the 1-800-Flowers family of brands. Celebrations Passport gives me free shipping on thousands of amazing gifts. And the more gifts I give, the more perks and rewards I earn. Giving is easy with Celebrations Passport. Learn more at 1-800-Flowers.com/listen. That's 1-800-Flowers.com/listen. Being gifty, my calendar can be a chaotic place. 3 birthdays and my anniversary all in the next month. That's why I use Celebrations Passport from the 1-800-Flowers family of brands. Celebrations Passport gives me free shipping on thousands of amazing gifts. And the more gifts I give, the more perks and rewards I earn. Giving is easy with Celebrations Passport. Learn more at 1-800-Flowers.com/listen. That's 1-800-Flowers.com/listen.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
And we are coming to you live from the Rocket Mortgage Studios. Whether you're looking to purchase a new home or refinance yours, Rocket Mortgage can help you get there. For home loan solutions that fit your life, Rocket can. I'm going to be hanging out here with you for one more hour. And thank you to everybody tuned in and locked in all over North America. We get started 10 p.m. Eastern Time, 7 p.m. Pacific. So I got one more hour here. If you missed a minute, if you missed a second, all you have to do is hit rewind on the free Audacy app. That's A-U-D-A-C-Y. Thank you to people tuned in on your local affiliates. People locked in on Sirius XM channel 158. And if you got a smart speaker, just ask it to play CBS Sports Radio. The cool thing is, folks, if you also miss a second, the show is available afterwards via podcast. Wherever you listen to podcasts, you can go ahead and tune in to the JR Sport Brief show. Just search JR Sport Brief and the show will come up. You can listen in the daytime if you should choose. I got you covered. Don't worry about it. We got a phone number here. It's 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. We have discussed a lot tonight. We talked about the Phoenix Suns' new owner in Matt Ishbia. He's a mortgage lender. He has a net worth of $5 billion. He just bought the Phoenix Suns for $4 billion. And then he also used to play basketball. He was a walk-on with Michigan State, the Spartans. He actually was on that championship team in the year 2000. And he averaged half a point over 3 seasons. He played 2.5 minutes a game. And so congratulations to him from going towards the bench or from the bench to being a billionaire. Not too shabby. We talked about Jerry Jones and Odell. He's just like, yeah, we're running out of time. Well, thank you, Jerry, for the update. We talked about Jalen Hurts. He said the cat is out the bag about his sprained shoulder, but he still might play against the Dallas Cowboys this upcoming Saturday. A matter of fact, I want you to hear what Jalen Hurts had to say. He was very honest. He's like, yeah, it got out, but I'm going to try to play. Don't count me out. Listen to this.
Definitely a change. Taking it day by day, though. You know, everybody knows that I'm dealing with something. I think that's pretty public. It's out there. I'm not one to really talk about myself. You know, obviously being a quarterback of the Philadelphia Eagles, you can't run from that, you know. But I'm taking everything one day at a time with it and preparing versus a really good defense. We're going to talk about that defense today. Make sure we don't miss that. A really good team. You know, we know what they're capable of on both sides of the ball. We know the challenges that they present. So we want to be ready for a good game of execution and being ready to attack them.
Yeah, I hope so. It's Christmas Eve. It's Cowboys. It's Eagles. I hope that he can go out there and play. Otherwise, we're going to see Gardner Minshew. It's not too bad. There's a little bit of a storyline in and of itself because Gardner Minshew could probably start for a lot of teams in the NFL. He's a hell of a backup quarterback to have for the Philadelphia Eagles. Let's see if he can go out there and play. We've talked about the Rams. We've talked about the World Cup. I mean, we've had calls about the Lakers. We talked about the Knicks. In a few seconds, I want to talk to you about the New England Patriots, because the Patriots are just, they're moving in the direction of being a crap show right now. It's 7-7. They just lost to the Raiders in ridiculous fashion with that stupid schoolyard nonsense that we know Bill Belichick did not co-sign. And poor Mac Jones getting stiff-armed to the turf is just going to be ingrained in my brain forever. And so now we have the aftermath of that. Mac Jones, who by himself had a terrible game, completing 13 of 31 passes, 112 yards. There are already whispers that, you know, maybe the New England Patriots are already sick of Mac Jones and his regression. I mean, there was a report from ESPN's Bill Barnwell, who says the Patriots have to at least call Tom Brady and see if he'll come back. And it's just like, here we go with the rumors. And then one of his own offensive linemen, one of Mac Jones' own offensive linemen, Trent Brown, liked a message on social media. Of course he did. Basically saying the Patriots need to move on for Mac Jones. Damn. Now, that's tough when your own offensive lineman is basically saying that you suck. And at the same time, Trent Brown, he needs to probably look in the mirror. He's penalized every time I turn my damn head. And so this isn't the New England Patriots that you are probably used to. A lot of nonsense and social media points, posts, and it's not what Belichick is used to. Not at all. Mac Jones. After the game, he didn't sound happy. I wouldn't be happy if I got stiff-armed into the dirt either.
Yeah, I think we just got to finish better. And obviously, tough situation and falls on all of us. And we just got to do better. So is what it is. And tough way to go out, but we got to just watch the tape and get better.
Oh, I want to give that guy a hug. He sounds sad. Bill Belichick, he always sounds sad, and I'll never turn down an opportunity to hear him sound miserable. Bill Belichick was asked, man, well, why didn't y'all just throw the damn ball? And Bill Belichick just sounded flummoxed, like, well, we can't. We couldn't.
Bill, in the final play situationally, how do you weigh what was called as opposed to taking a shot at the end zone?
Taking a shot at the end zone?
Yeah, like a Hail Mary, 55 yards couldn't away, getting it as deep as you could.
Yeah, couldn't throw it that far.
Well, it's pretty funny. Mac Jones was on WEEI, and Mac Jones was asked, hey, could you have thrown the ball 55 yards? And Mac Jones said, yeah. But I do what I'm asked to do. I know one thing he wasn't asked to do, be a receiver after Jacoby Myers wanted to throw the ball backwards to him. And so the New England Patriots are falling apart. It's actually interesting to watch. Hey, they've had enough success over the past million years. And Bill Belichick is also getting $20 million a season to coach this team. And so I'm not all that I'm not all that sad to see them suffering. Not at all. 855-212-4CBS. It's 855-212-4CBS. Dave is calling from Baltimore. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show.
Hey, JR. How y'all doing this morning?
I'm sorry.
Hello? Oh, great. Okay, I want to say, I remind you, I'm 56 years old, so what I'm ready to say, keep this in mind. Okay. I've been a Yankee fan since March 1977, when Reggie Jack made that famous statement when a reporter asked him.
I'm the straw that stirs the drink, yes.
And also when he gets swept, and he said, not on my watch. And I've been a Cowboy fan since November 1970, 72. And I've been a Lakers fan since 78, 79, 80, right? So the point I'm going to admit, all three of these teams that have me become all fans of is because of the ownership. Now, I know you got your little gripe with Jerry Jones. Jerry, at times.
I don't have a gripe with Jerry Jones.
Okay, well, I'm saying a lot of people do. You know what I'm saying? Okay. Well, one thing about Jerry, you know what I'm saying, he can get under your skin sometimes. But also, in the same token, he is the kind of owner that makes you want to be a fan of him, fan of his team. Okay. You know what I'm saying? And, you know, the thing with Odell, I wouldn't give really that alone. The Cowboys do not need Odell. That's why he signed T.Y. T.Y. Hilton, as we all know. If anything, he needs somebody on the defensive line and whatnot.
Okay.
The boy Sheldon Richards.
So you're on the trifecta. You're a Yankees, Cowboys, and Lakers fan.
Yes.
And it's because of the ownership? Because with the dates.
The ownership.
Some of the dates that you mentioned predate the current owners.
No. Well, I'm saying when I became a Yankee fan, Gerald Steinbrenner was the owner. When I became a Lakers fan, Jerry Buss, now his daughter. You know what I'm saying? They stayed in the same family.
Right, but that goes. George Steinbrenner didn't own the Yankees back in 77.
In 77, he did. He bought him.
First year? Is that the first year he bought him?
Nah, he bought from CBS, I think, in 73. So I got to check that out. But in 77, Steinbrenner was the owner. But I'm saying the reason why I became a Yankee fan, it was because of Reggie Jackson when he made that bold thing.
Well, that's different then.
That's the point I'm getting at. But I'm saying, like you said, the point I'm getting at is ownership. How Steinbrenner, down to his sons, and how Bussy, them down to his daughter.
I get it. I get it. Here's my final question for you.
Mm-hmm.
Are you a front runner? Would you be okay if I called you a front runner?
No, see, the thing is here, different with me, like I said, I've been fans of these teams, like I said, with the Cowboys since November 1972. You know what I'm saying?
That predates Jerry Jones.
Okay, now the thing is here, Jerry, listen, I'm glad to you, I know what you're getting at. You know what I'm saying? During the timelines he is, but Jerry actually made you become. Continue to become loyal to that team because
You were a fan, but now you became more loyal. Okay,
right. That's what that was. I was a kid. You know what I mean? When I became a fan of the Cowboys, you know what I'm saying? Okay. But I'm saying like this here is about from ownership on down by these three teams. They want they make you want to be loyal fans to them.
All right.
That's what I'm saying. And like I said, when your call said about Minnesota, you know what I'm saying? With a small team, thing is here. Like I agree with you. It ain't got nothing to do with that small market thing. It's that thing about winning.
Yeah, nobody cares about Mr. Ziggy Wolf. He's actually a nice guy as far as I know. Well, thank you, Dave. And thank you for you don't like none of your Baltimore teams? You don't like them?
No. For one, Pete Angelo, he's a...
I know. I know, Dave. I just wanted your answer, man.
No. Never that.
Thank you. Okay. Thank you, Dave, for calling from Baltimore. He is a front runner. Isn't that what a front runner is?
Yes. You know how you talk about JR sometimes, you're the first conversation for people?
What do you mean?
Like when people get on the phone with you, you can tell like when they haven't had a conversation with someone all day and you're their first.
Oh. No, I don't think that's the case with him. I think he was just excited.
He was very excited. Love it.
He's just excited. But he is a front runner.
You didn't know the Reggie Jackson quote in 77.
Yeah, he was just like, man, come on. Like, you're going to explain to me what Reggie Jackson was saying? Like, I'm familiar, man.
Yeah, you haven't hosted on the number one station in New York the last 5 years or anything.
No, I haven't. Right. I've never heard of Reggie Jackson. Who is he?
Herman Munson used to be the captain, by the way.
I had no idea. God bless his soul. Hey, did I ever tell you the Reggie Jackson story?
No.
I ran into Reggie Jackson on like Lexington near Bloomingdale's on like 59th Street.
He's doing a card show or something?
No.
Wow.
He was in a diner.
Okay.
Just sitting at, he was at a diner. This must have been, I think I was in college or maybe high school. And I was over there and my dentist was over there. And I don't know why, but I walked into a diner to get something quick to eat, had some time to kill. And I walked in and there was a dude sitting there, had a, little paperboy cap on, had a nice jacket on, his wool coat, his winter time. And he was sitting right at the small bar area of a diner. And, this is not one of those massive diners that you would drive up to. This is a New York style diner. So it went kind of straight back.
Sure.
You got seats, you got kitchen or not kitchen, stove and stuff. And then that's it. Just go walk in, walk out like a hallway. And he was sitting there right at the front, and I'm ordering my food. And I look down because his hand is just right there at the register. And I'm looking at this guy's hand, and I'm like, this guy's hands are massive.
Sure.
And then I'm looking at a ring, and I'm like, wait a minute. This guy got a championship ring on his finger. It was Reggie Jackson.
Yeah.
I didn't say nothing. Nobody bothered him. He just sat there. It was winter. I think people were just coming and going and minding their business.
Right.
And I was just like, well, damn, I just came in here on my way to the dentist just getting some food, and Reggie Jackson is sitting just right here.
That's pretty cool. He's got a ring for every finger, as you're well aware.
Yeah, and where's he at right now? Is he working for the Astros?
Astros? Why wouldn't he be doing the Yankees or the A's?
You ask. He's consulting for someone that made me raise my eyebrow. Well, you know, he's always done whatever the hell he wants to do, and it's not a surprise. Where is he?
I'm surprised that. See, I don't think. See. Joe DiMaggio, Mantle, Jeter, I'll even say Moe and Posada, they couldn't get away with being in a diner and not being bothered. It just goes to show you Reggie's star was bright, but it wasn't nearly as bright as the all-time great Yankees.
Yeah, but I think there's you gotta keep in mind the time. Like he had his time.
Right.
There would have been a time where he could not, quote-unquote, go outside. And he wasn't a homegrown, here forever, New York Yankee. So I agree with you in that regard. But he was older. And I think he is older. And people also know his personality a little bit more. His era was a little bit different.
Sure.
You see, I think with the time and era that we live in now, I think there's less respect for people in their privacy, especially when you are someone who grew up in that era. Let's think about Derek Jeter, for example. Derek Jeter started his career pre-internet. If you think about it, his career actually spanned the advent and widespread of home computers. It went into the internet. And by the time Derek Jeter left, we got social media. And so his career in privacy went from the tabloids to the New York Daily News to Twitter. It's almost, you know, LeBron came afterwards by about six, four, five years. But Derek Jeter's career spanned that. And Reggie Jackson's, I think it's a different era and different time. Really. I've been to events, and God rest his soul, I was able to meet him one time, and I'm so thrilled that I was able to meet him. I met Hank Aaron in 2019, and it was an event that the Atlanta Braves were holding, and it was right downtown near the football stadium at a restaurant, and you know, there was tons of people that were there, but it wasn't like there was a mob of people outside. Well, in a different era, that would not have ever happened. He would have been swarmed. So I think it's a matter of the time, and I think people do respect the older athletes just a little bit more.
Enough. I don't think Joe DiMaggio, and like you said, homegrown aspect comes into play. There's no way Joe DiMaggio would have been in any diner and not have been bothered pretty much every single minute of his existence at such establishment.
Sure.
Right.
But, you know, New York is such a special place in some regards where there is a respect at times, especially if you're quote-unquote in the neighborhood. The place that I walked into, It was probably very normal for Reggie Jackson to be in there.
That's fair.
And based on his personality, I think most people knew just he's in there. Why? Because he doesn't want to be bothered.
Right. I get that.
And so I think there's an appreciation for there. By no stretch of the imagination am I Reggie Jackson, but I know there's certain places, if I go to sporting events, that I have to say hi and hello and people want to talk and things like that. And there's other places I know where I can just go and just disappear, you know, and just sit down and watch the game and not have to talk about it all day. So, you know, everybody knows the little – you don't have no hideout spot, Shep?
I mean, I'm not JR, and I'm certainly not Reggie Jackson, but if I ever saw Reggie Jackson, I would be like, You know, Reggie, what's it like being the greatest strikeout, you know, player of all time? I would ask him that and try to get him to laugh at it. Well, I don't know if he'd find that too funny, but.
He's not Richie Sexton, okay? I
mean, just... Right, or Dave Kingman.
Dave Kingman, who's a jackass now? Joey Gallo?
Yeah.
Not him. Oh, yeah, and by the way, yes, Reggie Jackson is the executive assistant for the Houston Astros.
So meaning he's a glorified handshake guy?
He's a turncoat is what he is.
Got it. Fair enough.
855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. You're locked into the JR Sport Brief Show. We're going to take more of your calls on the other side. And then I think I want to – it's the holiday season. I want to end on some good news. Rudy Gobert did something absolutely amazing. It didn't have anything to do with COVID or blocking a shot. We'll talk about it more on the other side.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
What's up, JR, man? I want to first by saying I love the show and thank you for keeping the show real on so many different topics.
Call in now at 855-212-4CBS.
It is the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. Speaking of Houston, Texas, there's Paul Wall in the background. Shout outs to Paul Wall. He's the people's champ. His chain light up like a lamp. But anyway, yeah, Reggie Jackson is now in Houston. And so good for him. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. I'm going to take more of your calls. We have some people that have been waiting patiently on the lines. And so let's get to them. And then I want to tell you about the amazing thing that Rudy Gobert did. Gabrielle is calling from Charlotte. Hey, how do you pronounce your name?
Hello, JR. Gabriel.
Oh, Gabriel. How are you, man?
Happy but sad because what I saw today, Sunday, and every time they separate Argentina, it always ends up bad. You know, there's always violence involved. No matter what celebration there is, it always ends up bad. I don't know how much footage you saw, but, I mean, it was bad.
Well, I saw a lot of footage. I assume that when you get – and, you know, the estimate is 4 million people. If I want to be a, like, thinking man, I'm going to assume that it was in excess of 4 million people. That is what they counted or thought they estimated, because there's no way you count it, especially when you got people on highways and every inch of the road.
Yeah, there was a lot of people. A lot of people, not only from Buenos Aires, but from all of the provinces. People flew from Costa Rica just to be there for the team, to see the team. I mean, it was insane, insane. And I'm really surprised that nobody has died because, I mean, I saw people falling off trees, falling off the streetlight, falling off roofs. I mean, I never seen anything that bad. And you know, they had to cancel the parade. I mean, I don't know if you saw what happened at the end.
Helicopters.
They started the helicopter. Before that, the bus was driving under the bridge, and two guys jumped off the bridge onto the player's bus.
Yep, and fell
One
off.
One guy, no, they jumped. They wanted to get inside the bus, so they jumped to get inside the bus.
Yeah, I know. I also saw one guy fall off the side of the bus. Yes, I saw that too.
Exactly. Exactly. The guy miscalculated and hit the side of the bus and fell on the street. And that's when they decided to call it off because it was getting out of control. I mean, they drove 6 miles in 3.5 hours, and they had to drive 50 miles to get downtown. I mean, it was just insane.
Well,
I mean, nothing new.
Yeah, I assume that there are there are plenty of incidents that took place. I'm glad that we haven't heard about any ridiculously major ones as of yet.
Yeah.
But even going through some of the headlines, Argentina's World Cup parade halted after millions jammed the streets. I'm going to jump the bridge. How Argentina's victory parade descended into chaos. Argentina, yeah. Go from bus to helicopters due to oversized crowd. You know, I don't care what anyone wants to compare it to here in the United States of America in regards to size. There is zero comparison to just the chaos that was down in Buenos Aires. Zero comparison. It was just it's bananas. When you got to start airlifting your players onto helicopters, that's that's a different level. Gabriel, thank you so much for calling from Charlotte, man.
You have a good night.
You as well. That's wild. Paul is calling from Detroit. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show.
Yeah, Paul here. We're talking about the Lions. We're going to get back to the Lions a little bit. You know, I appreciate the way you and appreciating these other teams, but what about these Lions? You know, I've been with this team for so many years.
Yeah.
I would say since it's got to be during the 80s.
Well, that sucks for you.
Yeah. And I think they got this team together a little bit. Excuse me a minute. But I got this alarm clock going off. I'm going to shut it off.
Oh, well, thank God I don't hear it. Otherwise, I would have hung up on you.
You know what I like about them? They got this team together a little bit. And we've been suffering for so many years for a team that can get us, you know, motivated. And I think this team has been motivated.
Yeah, they have a head coach who they believe in. They need to continue to get their defense together. That will take some time. They have a chance to go to the playoffs. And so if I'm you and I've been watching years upon years of the Lions being absolute garbage, I'm going to enjoy this because you actually can start to see or at least be optimistic. And so I'd be happy for you, Paul.
You know, I like the optimistic about it. You know, I've been to the Solar Dome with 80,000 people. And right. I've seen the coach. Who was the coach that prayed that Eddie Murray made that damn field goal?
But in the Silver Dome, when is this? In the 80s when you became a fan?
Yeah, it was during the 80s. And there was I can't think of his name right now. But he had his hands together praying he made the field goal, and Eddie Murray missed it.
You're not referring to the Lions in the playoffs, are you?
Yeah. We could have beat San Francisco. San Francisco would have made it to the playoffs further than the Lions. And this is what it's just a lot of aggravation. Now, I think we got something together now.
Okay. It's gonna take time. I'll put it to you this way. This is just the beginning, Paul. Just FYI, I would not look at this Lions team, and I know there are a lot of people expecting them, and the expectations have changed from where they started versus where they are right now. I wouldn't be too overly optimistic, but I would be thrilled with where they are right now and that you can actually see progress. So enjoy the ride, Paul.
That's good. But you know, that was Eddie Murray missing that field goal. We would have beat Joe Montana in the Frisco 49ers. We would have beat him.
Well,
but that's something that happens during football. 30,
yeah, that was 35 to almost 40 years ago, Paul. So
ain't that something? 40 years ago, we haven't made it.
Well, that's just as old as me, Paul. And so to look back at all of that and to know that in my lifetime, the Lions have been complete garbage. And let me not say that. They haven't been garbage.
No, they are. They have
No, they haven't. That's not true. They haven't been garbage every year. But traditionally, you can look at them as a franchise to pretty much stink. And so I'd be thrilled with what they are right now, Paul. Enjoy the ride, okay?
Okay. Thank you, sir. And I love these Lions.
Oh, you damn right. You should love the Lions. Because for years, they didn't love you back. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio, 855-212-4CBS. Going to get to more of your calls before we roll out. I want to tell you about the great, amazing Rudy Gobert. I'll tell you why. He's great and amazing.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. Listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
But I'm going to get off the radio. I just wanted to let you know I commend you for what you're doing, JR. That's great what you're up there doing, the speaking engagements and talking to these college students and stuff. We need more of that.
Call in now at 855-212-4CBS.
It's the JR Sport Brief show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. It's the holiday season, right? People are trying to be nice. They're trying not to be jerks. It'd be nice if it didn't take, 4 weeks out of the year for people to be in that type of spirit. Not everybody is. But people, you know, start giving acts of kindness and, you know, not being jerks. And so how about Rudy Gobert? Yeah, the first-year center for the Minnesota Timberwolves, who unfortunately is hurt right now. Minnesota Timberwolves are just... I guess the word is timberwolfing. I guess that would be accurate. They're irrelevant. I'm sorry about that. They bring in Rudy Gobert and he's hurt, and Karl Anthony Towns is hurt. The Timberwolves are sitting at around 500, 16 and 15. And so not much to look forward to besides Anthony Edwards just going out there and doing whatever the hell he wants to do. And so Rudy Gobert in his first year, he's in the second year now of a five-year, $205 million contract. Minnesota Timberwolves and the Jazz basically had a ridiculous trade to get him to Minnesota. And so Rudy Gobert makes a lot of money. He's been criticized for years. He got other NBA players calling him soft, and they insult him because of his defense. He can't defend anybody on the perimeter, but he wins Defensive Player of the Year. And then we can't forget about Rudy Gobert basically being the ground zero player when it comes down to COVID. He was also the player that decided to touch every microphone and joke about it before we found out how serious it would be. But I digress. Rudy Gobert is ingratiating himself very nicely into the Minnesota community, because out of his $205 million, Rudy Gobert is doing something absolutely amazing for everybody in Minnesota. A matter of fact, Rudy Gobert is doing something absolutely amazing for all of the workers in Target Center in Minnesota. I want you to take a listen to this, because Rudy Gobert, courtesy of the Timberwolves Television Network, he's giving away cash. He's giving away money to everybody who works in the arena for the holidays. Listen to this.
Tonight, he has gifted more than 450 Target Center employees, including ushers, security personnel, concession staff, changeover crew, and so much more, with $50 as a thank you for the contributions they make each and every night here in downtown Minneapolis.
Yeah. Now, that's $22,500. $50 a piece. I know there'll be some people who go, oh, Rudy Gobert can afford to give everybody, you know, more than 50 bucks. But it's the thought. You know, we'll hear about this in certain regards. It's not necessarily publicized. But this is still rare that you have somebody who digs into their own wallet and just says, I want to make sure everybody gets something. It'd be nice if we had more players kind of follow that same thought. And so, a matter of fact, even though he's not playing, even though he's a three-time Defensive Player of the Year award winner, I'm calling Rudy Gobert the most charitable player of the week. He's also the Defensive Player of the Week, sponsored by the Navy Federal Credit Union, who proudly serves the Armed Forces DOD, veterans and their families. Their members are their mission. You can learn more at NavyFederal.org. Kudos to Rudy Gobert, man. There are plenty of dudes who don't publicize what they do, but when you do tell people, you kind of encourage other folks to do the same. And so maybe we'll start to see and hear about this more. Kudos to the Frenchman. I know he's sad about his team losing on Sunday, but what a nice gesture by Rudy Gobert, first-year Timberwolves player. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. Ray is here from Cleveland. What's up, Ray?
Oh, hey, what's going on, man?
What's up?
I was I heard you talking about Reggie Jackson, and I have a Reggie Jackson story as someone that grew up in Cleveland, Ohio, and about how it's a different day and age. I sold hot dogs at Cleveland Stadium, and I used to there was no security. I walked up to the press box with a baseball, knocked on the door, lady answered. I'm like, can Reggie Jackson sign my baseball because he announced games for the Angels? And he came out, shook my hand, and signed a baseball.
Oh, that's nice. It's not, how old were you?
I graduated high school in 94, so this had to be like 92, 93.
Oh, so you were in high school. You were 14 years old or something?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, all right. Well, I don't think Reggie Jackson would be a jerk to a kid, but wild the things have happened. Appreciate you, Ray.
Yeah,
that's cool, man. Go ahead.
I was just saying, it was a different day and age where, like, there was no security back then. You could literally just go to the press box and be like Joe Morgan did ESPN Sunday Night Baseball. I'm like, hey, can Mr. Morgan sign my baseball? And a lot of times they would come out and sign your baseball.
Yeah, you're right. We have a different entrance now. We wouldn't want you anywhere near us. That's correct.
Oh, exactly. Exactly. And I get it, but I'm just saying, it was just how times have changed. Like,
yeah, absolutely, you know. Right. Well, thank you for calling from Cleveland. Appreciate you. That last part of what I said is a joke. I'm probably one of the guys who just walking around aimlessly, so you can always say hi to me.
I got the
Waylon
joke.
Is – say again, Shep?
I got the joke.
Oh, yeah, I don't care. I go to the press box, I say hi, and then I'm just walking around the stadium. Waylon is calling from Milwaukee. You're on CBS Sports Radio. What's up, Waylon?
Yeah, hey, JR. This is like 74 at Summerfest, when it really wasn't that big of a deal. Now it's like this huge thing, but back then it was pretty
summer night. So wait a minute, you have to help me out here, and you got to put the pieces together in a corrigible way. 1974, yeah. Summerfest. What the hell is Summerfest?
Now it's a big deal. They bill it as the largest outdoor festival in the world. It's downtown Milwaukee, right on the lake.
Okay.
It runs like 9-10 days.
Oh, thank you.
They attract all the major acts.
I get it.
Back then it was not as big as it was. And we're walking down, you know, they've got a bunch of different stages. And here's Reggie and the local sports TV guy, Jim Paschke. And we see Reggie, and he's decked out. He's got the short, the tight shorts on, like disco era. And, you know, gold chains and like a tank top and the high socks.
Okay,
and, like,
okay.
You know, and he's all walking, right, eating an ice cream cone. Where they have the big custard cones down there.
Okay, well,
and
Waylon, yeah. Can you help me out? I don't want to be a jerk. I think I am. You described everything that the man was wearing. What happened?
So all these kids, we're in a bunch of kids, teenage, ages 13 to 16. We run up to him. I'm like, Reggie. And we're grabbing anything for him to sign. He looks at all of us. He goes, get away from me. We all stop, look dumbfounded, and just walk away.
Oh, okay.
And he wants nothing to do with us, you know.
Well, your story took place in 1974. The other guy's story took place in
74. So he was like an angel, I believe, maybe.
Yeah, well, Waylon, what do you know what year it is right now, Waylon?
It's 2022.
Okay, just making sure.
You know.
All right.
But
I think it might be 2042 by the time you finish the story.
Well, it was just like it was all, you know, the hero worship that, you know.
They are, don't tempt him. I think he's going to take that challenge.
All right. Well, thank you, Waylon. You know, appreciate you.
Yeah, okay.
All right.
Rock
thank
on.
You. All right, rock on, bro. Yeah. Yeah, he said he's starting off with, oh, it's Summerfest. I'm like, what is that? He's like, oh, it takes place in Milwaukee. Well, I mean, we got 300 markets and 300 different radio stations broadcasting the show, Waylon. We don't all know, you know, what took place in Milwaukee in 1974. I think he's still in 1974. And I'm not mad at him. He'd probably be better off in 1974 than the crap we have to deal with here in 2022. Wow. You know what we should do, Shep? We should set him up with the guy who called from Minnesota who was drinking the Pepsi, the tea.
Yeah, James in Minnesota. I listened to JR, my boombox guy. I gotcha.
Yeah, but it was the Pepsi, the tea, and what else he had in it?
It was Diet Coke.
Oh, it was Diet Coke.
Yes.
Diet Coke, tea, and coffee.
Sounds right to me.
That man is not going to bed until next Tuesday. And then he wanted his cold cigarette. Wild stuff. Cynthia's here from Fort Lauderdale. What's up, Cynthia?
Yes, hi. Well, am I really on?
You are, and you're the last caller, so you have to be brief.
I love your show. I just love what you're doing, buddy. I am a Miami Dolphins fan since 1966. What do you think of my Dolphins this year?
Oh, man, why are they falling apart right now? You need to go in the locker room. You need to go in the locker room and get
it. Issue. Yeah.
I'm sorry.
I think they can pull through. They got good people. They got a great coach. This young guy is amazing. They love their coach. They're working like a team. Yeah. I think this is the year of the Dolphins.
What do you mean? The Super Bowl year of the Dolphins?
Playoffs, one victory in the playoffs.
That might be more realistic. I'm not. Maybe they'll get there over one of these crap teams, but they're moving in a positive direction.
Well, look how
Cynthia.
Well they did against Buffalo. They played that game so close. That game they played, it was so close. I know it doesn't matter. Yeah. And I love my Dolphins forever. I bleed turquoise and orange. I believed in this team since I'm 11 years old, and I always will. Because they pull it together, right? You know, I love the way they work together, like the Dolphins of old, like the days of Greasy, Bob Greasy.
Well, they're moving in a positive direction. No, thank you,
and
Cynthia.
I want
appreciate
you to remember
you.
That Cynthia told you the Dolphins. You got to watch out for the Dolphins. Watch out.
I'm gonna forget, but thank you, Cynthia. She giggled and laughed. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio, and now I'm done. Okay? But don't go anywhere here on CBS Sports Radio. I'll be back tomorrow, 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Pacific. But don't move right now because Rich Herrera is on his way next. Thank you, Chef.
Being gifty, my calendar can be a chaotic place. 3 birthdays and my anniversary all in the next month. That's why I use Celebrations Passport from the 1-800-Flowers family of brands. Celebrations Passport gives me free shipping on thousands of amazing gifts. And the more gifts I give, the more perks and rewards I earn. Giving is easy with Celebrations Passport. Learn more at 1-800-Flowers.com/listen. That's 1-800-Flowers.com/listen. The holiday season is in full swing. As you plan time with family and friends, there might be someone you can't be with, but who's close to your heart. Show them how much you're thinking of them with one-of-a-kind flowers and gifts from 1-800-Flowers.com. From blooms and bites to festive decor and party essentials, 1-800-Flowers.com has everything you need to express and connect for the holidays, birthdays, or every day. Shop 1-800-Flowers.com/listen today. 'Tis the season for giving. And what's better than giving more to everyone you love? With Celebrations Passport from 1-800-Flowers.com, I can enjoy unlimited free shipping on everything, from flowers to gourmet gifts across their entire family of brands, which means sharing more with the special people in my life, now and all throughout the year. Shop 1-800-Flowers.com/listen and share holiday joy today.